At Robert and Gertrude Chilton's dinner party, Mrs. Chevalley arrives and blackmails the master of the house, who must give a speech against the Argentine scam. Mrs. Chevalley has bought stock in this project and wants his approval. She alludes to a certain Baron Arnheim, and Robert agrees to her demands. Gertrude learns of her husband's plans. She considers him the perfect husband, and demands honesty. She has known Chevalley since she was a child. She was expelled from school for stealing. Robert agrees with his wife and writes Chevalley a letter of rejection. The blackmailer reveals dirt to Gertrude. Robert, with Arnheim's help, has profited dishonestly from the Suez Canal. Gertrude appeals in writing to Göring for help. The note looks like a love letter. Göring waits for Gertrude, but Chevalley appears. She wants to rekindle her romance with him and is willing to say goodbye to the compromising Robert for the sake of it. Göring notices the brooch he gave to his cousin and accuses her of theft. She gives him the dirt, but steals Gertrude's letter. But Robert has no intention of causing a scandal.